For many Californians, the most salient parts of Proposition 64 involve the present, what is now legal that wasn't before, and how the measure will reshape the cannabis industry going forward. But for a much smaller part of the population, it can also affect important events from the past, explains Santa Rosa-based cannabis attorney Joe Rogaway.
Prior to the passage of Proposition 64, the crimes of possession for sale, cultivation, and transportation could only be charged as felonies. So under the cultivation statute, one plant could have been a felony the same as 1,000 plants, the exact same offense. Same thing with possession for sale. 1 ounce could have been a felony or 1,000 pounds could have been a felony. Now, those same statutes are more or less only misdemeanors. So people who previously were convicted of unlawful cultivation, unlawful possession for sale, or unlawful transportation as felonies now have the legal right to have those reduced down to misdemeanors and to have their records cleared.
In just over a month since those changes became law, Rogaway says his firm has been getting